Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Day 69 since the coronavirus outbreak. Nice. 69, still here, still alive. All my parents are still alive. My kid's still alive. You're probably still alive if you're listening to this. Maybe your grandparents are not. Maybe your grandparents are dead. Grandparents are dead right now. It's a tough go for the grandparents. That's pretty much it. I didn't know what else to talk about today. There's a few topics I could open up with, but it almost just seems foolish to talk about anything other than coronavirus, which maybe we're getting sick of it. Let me know when you get corona fatigue. I'll switch it up and we just go back to talking about dicks and shit. But until then, it seems like silly to talk about anything other than the hysteria that's capturing and captivating the world. And I think that we're at the point where somebody, and I guess that'll be me, needs to step up and say that the coronavirus is like anything else in life. It's probably somewhere in the middle. I think we've finally reached the point where we can stop comparing it to the regular ass common flu, because it's not that, while also admitting that the hysteria and the quarantines and the ridiculousness is probably unnecessary. I think we can say that. I think like anything else in life with politics and society, it's right down the middle. So like for every asshole out there, maybe a pizza eating boss who is convinced that this is just the same thing as the common cold, maybe we can move on from that idea. Yes, there are more total cases from the flu last year. And yes, there are more total deaths than the flu. There are more total deaths from the flu than coronavirus. But people are dying at a much faster rate with coronavirus. Can we admit that? Can we all agree that that's a thing? That, you know, if you're like 80 and up, you're fucking dead. And with the flu, it's not as bad. I think that's not that insane of an idea to understand that. Yeah, it's not like Ebola where you're bleeding out of your asshole and one out of every two people dies. Yeah, we know that. But it's also not just like catching the cold where, you're going to fight it off and you're going to be fine unless you're like 100 years old. It's somewhere in the middle. And I've never been worried about getting the flu and coronavirus and dying. What I'm worried about is the fact that the stock market opened up today and was down 1,800 points instantly. What I'm worried about is that if you travel anywhere, you might not get back in the country. What I'm worried about is if I get the sniffles, I feel like someone's going to throw me in a fucking cage and not let me out. I'm afraid to cough or sneeze in public because someone's going to come scoop me up like in fucking Outbreak and throw me inside a glass tank and treat me like a fucking monkey at the zoo. So, you know, there's the hysteria side of things. I mean, I'm reading, it's crazy how much you can't rely on numbers. And I don't know whether I'm at a crossroads with my own personal life, my own personal mantra here with coronavirus, because I am very keen, as everybody knows, on self-awareness. Part of self-awareness is knowing that I'm an idiot. I'm smart enough to know what I don't know. I'm smart enough to know that I'm kind of dumb. So I listen to people who are smarter than me. Pretty much, if you walk around with a white coat, I think you're smarter than me. So when I hear all these stats, I hear all these numbers, someone said it's likely that at least 20% of the world and up to 70% of the world is going to get this. I don't know who the fuck that person is. I could just be someone with a Twitter account. But I don't know. He seemed important. He seemed smart. He seemed like a scientist. So now I believe it's true. Or am I getting to the point in my life where I'm old enough and I've seen enough things and I've had enough experiences where it's time for me to make my own decisions? I don't know. I don't know about that one. Making your own decision seems like a motherfucker to me. There's just so much riding on every decision you make if you listen to your own gut. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you might get all the glory if you're right, but boy, is it going to be a lot of blame on your shoulders if you're wrong. I like to be like, well, that's what the scientists told me. Blame them. I don't like blame. I don't need to be right. I don't care about being right, but I definitely don't want the blame. But when you see these things over and over again, sometimes I feel like you're inclined to believe your gut and your own logic more so than the internet and the government officials and the wannabe scientists on social media, because you've seen it before. So, you know, it's if you're young, if you're new, if you see coronavirus for the first time, you're freaking out. You think it's the end of the world. And then if you live through swine flu and bird flu and SARS and H1N1 and all these different viruses, you know, you remember that those just stopped. There was a crazy, outbreak. It was all over the news. And then it just stopped. I don't even know if we cured those. I don't think we actually ever cured those. I think people just stopped talking about it. So, you know, is this a time to step up and say, nah, man, I've seen this story before and I know how it ends? Or is this finally the time where, you know, this one's different? This is the big one or a bigger one, and you got to worry about it. To me right now, the coronavirus is the Brooklyn Nets. I spent all weekend making fun of the Nets, arguing with the three Nets fans in existence, talking about that franchise. I also spent all weekend kind of laughing at all the Democrats of the world after Elizabeth Warren made her appearance on Saturday Night Live, and everyone's loving it and praising her. And it's like, this girl just got her dick kicked in. Elizabeth Warren just got slapped, like just blown out of the water, and she's dancing on SNL, and everybody on the left is still like yucking it up and loving it. It's like, hey guys, you're getting your ass kicked again. Same thing with the Nets. Like, I've heard so much about the Brooklyn Nets taking over this city, and yet here we are once again in complete and total disarray. Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan running coaches out of town, giving up on their quote-unquote culture that we've heard so much about. And here we are, you know, the Nets are a complete and total dumpster fire yet again, and I believe they will be so forever and ever. I mean, in a weird way, the coronavirus, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Democrats of the world all tie together for me. Because, like with the Nets, I've heard so much about taking over the city and how bad the Knicks are and how much of a dysfunctional franchise the Knicks are. And it's true. It's absolutely true. The Knicks, I think, are the worst franchise in professional sports. I genuinely, truly mean that. From owners all the way down to the little things, the day-to-day operations, I think they are the worst, most wasteful franchise in all of the four major sports. But what's worse than that is the franchise that can't even overtake them during this 20-year drought, during this two-decade embarrassment. What's worse, that franchise or the one that's on the come up, the one that's doing things the right way and building the culture and spending the money that can't seem to get out of their own way, that can't seem to take the city over? I think it's almost more embarrassing for the Nets that they can't beat the Knicks. And I've heard it before. I heard it when it was Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, and they built the super team, and they had the Russian cat, and it was all about, you know, Brooklyn taking over. That never fucking happened. And then they went and go, they get Kyrie and Durant, and how's that working out so far? Durant hasn't played a game. Who knows what he's going to be like when he comes back? Kyrie's barely played a game. He's doing his whole fucking off the complete deep end shtick. Kenny Atkinson gone. DeAndre Jordan gets thrown right in the starting lineup the next day. So you know this is another case in the NBA of the inmates running the asylum. And here we are once again, despite the Knicks being one of the worst teams in basketball, the Knicks still run the town. Now, you might tell me that, well, next year they're going to have two of the best players on the court at the same time. I'm sure that this was the plan from Jump Street with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Like, yeah, we'll let Kenny Atkinson do his thing and we'll fire him. Like, fire him towards the end of this season. We'll have our pick for who we want to coach us during our run next year. I'm sure it's all part of their plan. But like I said, I've seen these grand plans before. I've seen these quote-unquote super teams get assembled. And inevitably, it's the same old Nets. It's still, you know, you can take the Nets out of Jersey. You can't take the Jersey out of the Nets, right? So at what point do you say, you know, it's happening again. It's another fraud. Or is it finally different? Is next year when Durant's back on the court, when they do have their coach installed, is that the year that they put it all together and finally shut people up like me? It's like when Francesa says, you know, yeah, well, when the Yankees are the Yankees, they're the Yankees, you know? It's like, as of right now, the Nets are always going to net. Same old Nets, right? Same old Jets, same old Mets, same thing. But we've seen, especially in recent years, those type of curses and those sort of reputations, they get broken. So, you know, we would have said that about the Cubs. We did say that about the Cubs for over a century until they won. The Golden State Warriors were a laughingstock forever until they became, you know, the greatest basketball team ever assembled. The Philadelphia Eagles won the goddamn Super Bowl. I mean, anything is possible! So those teams and those things, franchises or groups or whatever with the reputations are that way until all of a sudden they're not. So to me right now, I have supreme confidence that the Nets will always be the Nets. If Kevin Durant was playing for another franchise, he'd probably bounce back from that Achilles injury, put up 35 points a game, go win another title. You put on the Nets uniform, I don't know, just doesn't work. And Kyrie, I mean, if anybody who still has any faith in Kyrie, it's like, I know he has handles. That's it. If Kyrie Irving didn't have handles, if he didn't have the occasional end one highlight, nobody would be continuing to back this guy. Yet young kids like his handles and his sneakers, and they think that it's worth it. That dude is the definition of a team cancer. So I think the Nets are going to net forever. What's coronavirus? Is coronavirus the Nets? Now is coronavirus the Nets when KD and Kyrie click and they go on a juggernaut tear? When coronavirus is coronavirus, it's Ebola, okay? And then the other side of the thing with the Democrats, I always laugh because I'm somewhere in the middle on politics, and you know, they all clown Trump so much and they make fun of him for absolutely everything. They jump over every time he misspeaks or every time he's an idiot. And there's a lot of times, don't get me wrong, is absolutely Donald Trump is like objectively a buffoon sometimes, no matter where you fall in politics. Some of the shit he says, some of the things he doesn't understand, some of his funny moments and the way he looks and acts. Yeah, he's a complete dummy at times. But what's worse? Like I say with the Knicks and the Nets, like, what's worse? The guy who's making an ass of himself, or the guys who can't overtake him? I mean, thank God that the left had Barack Obama just like fall out of the sky. Because if it wasn't for him, what the fuck would they have ever put out there? Like from John Kerry to Hillary Clinton, all these losers they trot out there now. Everyone else who's an option right now is either old and going to die or a complete fucking dick. So, you know, you can take all the shots you want. You can laugh it up on SNL, Elizabeth Warren, Kate McKinnon. Oh, my God, this is so epic. Oh, we could have had so much more of this. Like, how about you guys just shut the fuck up and go beat this guy who you think is an absolute idiot? I mean, really think about that when they're like, you know, they in their heart of hearts, and like I said, for good reason at times, believe that this guy is an absolute idiot. And he's just laughing all the way to the bank, rolling on you in debates and elections and everything that matters. It's crazy. So is coronavirus the Nets of old or new? Is coronavirus... is coronavirus going to make it all the way to the White House? I don't know. I would imagine that being somewhere in the middle on these things, from politics to sports to mass pandemics, it's probably the rational, logical approach. I would prefer that we stop losing all of our money. That would be ideal. Is coronavirus the KFC mush? Now that's something to chew on. Let's think about that for a second. Our Penn National deal goes down, what, maybe like a month ago at this point? Ink on paper. I remember I get a text from Dave Portnoy. It says, congrats, you're rich. Like, definitively, period, it happened. I just got to wait a few years. Kirk Seamus Minahan tells me, you're not going to get that money. Somehow, some way, you're going to fuck this up. You're going to die. You're going to go to jail. I'm not convinced you're going to get that money. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you fucking talking about? I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to die. Now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a plague spreading across the world that not only A, might kill me, but B, is fucking with my money. So what if God or the universe or karma or straight up science needed a way to prevent this from happening? What if the KFC mush is so strong that some higher power needed to create a super virus to either A, kill me, or B, make sure that the stock market completely plummets and God forbid Penn National, you know, just gets wiped out in the stock market? The KFC mush is so strong that science needed to come up with a super bug. And with multiple ways. Like, all right, well, the universe is like, well, we'll either kill him or we'll just kill his chances to get the money. That's a motherfucker right there. It's not the Nets, the Knicks. It's not Elizabeth Warren. It's not science, not disease. It's just me and my bad luck and the universe making sure that things never, ever goes my way. St. Patrick's Day's been canceled.
We said
parades canceled, parties canceled, school canceled, Italy canceled.
Whole Italy.
The whole country. That's the first time we've canceled the country since like World War II. The whole country canceled.
Last time we said, I'm ready for it, like to get it. Now I'm ready for the shutdown. Let's just go
Get it over with.
Like purge, quarantine, outbreak.
I still don't understand what quarantine means.
Right.
I can go to work or I can't go to work. What about food? Can I go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
I also have not realized that like you can't buy toilet paper anymore.
Really?
Like it's becoming a problem. They're like selling it on eBay, and like a guy's selling $1 per square. Like, what a motherfucker! But like Hubs told me, like his mom went to Costco. There was no water and no toilet paper in a Jersey Costco. It's like, oh, see, these are things. This is where you need a wife.
I wasn't.
Like, your wife's stocking up on everything. Like,
yeah,
you're
doomsday
prepared.
Preppers.
I'm like, oh, I don't have bread, water, food, toilet paper, anything.
It's such a paradox in my house right now because we both work like silly, ridiculous jobs. She's a reality TV producer. I'm a podcast producer.
Your kids have no shot.
Right? I know. No nepotism because we're not going to be able to give them a single thing.
Nope. Better earn your own.
But we won't need
life.
To because like the world is very clearly going to end. But what we're like stocking up, we're buying gas masks. Like we've got absolutely everything you need. And then we were like trying to figure out how I'm going to get in to record mail time. She's producing like, you know, random dating shows where she's like casting like complete morons off of Instagram. And it's like critical because it's like, you know, she gets paid. These are our jobs.
Right. It's like, I mean, like laugh if you want, but it used to be a big deal for me to find a celebrity ass to post anonymously on the internet.
Right.
Like, that's my job.
But we're also building a bunker to like retreat into because we're like,
because the
you
world's
know,
coming to an end.
Right. When do you think we won't talk about coronavirus? Do you think
right fucking now? Right fucking now. I'm over it. I can't. I mean, like, shit or get off the pot, coronavirus. Let's fucking go. There was that picture of the congressman reading a bill with a full-blown gas mask on, standing next to a girl not wearing one. I was like, come on. This is getting absolutely fucking insane.
I looked into buying the Breaking Bad hazmat costumes.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, can I get a Halloween costume right now? You can for like $30. Just like walk around in it. Be like, I don't know.
Check it out.
Why not? I feel like that's something like Caleb and Roan should do.
It's all fun and games until like, people start losing their jobs and shit over the hysteria. It's like, yeah, we don't need you to come into work because like there's no demand. So like stay home. Like,
yeah. Well, mom schooled us to that on KFC Radio. It was like, well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
I'm now panicking. I'm not spending any money.
He's
my handyman like buys food for his children with that money.
Now, granted,
and I'm not giving it to him anymore.
Granted, our mother's a fucking lunatic.
Very true.
Admittedly so. Like, she's completely off the deep end.
Yeah.
I said, you know that you turned into your mother, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Our grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. I also didn't realize she recently said, grandma went insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, these are all things that we kind of say to
jokingly.
Each other, like when the cousins get together and drink a few beers, like at the,
grandma,
you know.
Went nuts. But they knew it too.
But, like, she
and
was
she
talking
knows.
About a point in time where she was like, well, that's when grandma had a nervous breakdown and went insane. And I was like, I mean, we were like half raised by our grandmother. And I was like, she was nutty, but I didn't think like she had a nervous breakdown. And apparently she did.
Same thing about our mother, though. I mean, it was not like a slow descent into madness. It was just like, boom, boom.
Right.
Like, she went from like capable, fierce woman to an absolute basket case. Rubber walls, straight jacket, lock that bitch up.
I feel like she got us through to like
she did.
Early adulthood.
You know who got fucked is our sister.
Yeah.
She got real fucked. Our sister was raised by the crazy mother. We were raised by the normal mother. There was
we were raised by a tiger mom, though.
Right.
Before tiger moms were a thing.
She's the most Asian Irish woman of all time.
Yeah.
But our sister was raised by
it was weird because we got yelled at a lot, but it didn't really work. Like, we didn't really end up good at anything.
We also never
like, tiger moms usually, like, teach kids, like, they can play concert piano.
She was not a tiger mom at all, actually. We drank soda and ate donuts. We never got punished.
We were never
grounded. We were never told not to do anything.
But we were very afraid of her.
Shamed. Yeah.
We were
shamed into behavior, but we were never like actually punished.
We weren't shamed into the behavior. We were shamed. But then we just did what we wanted. We just felt really bad about it, which is the most Irish thing ever.
I mean, that's my daily life. It's like, I'm ashamed of everything I do.
Right.
All of it. It just happens
there's
to make
no
money.
Pride.
And I have no other skills, so this is how it's going
to
be.
There's no pride, and there's no, like, potential to generate pride. Because even when we're like, what if, like, what if we make, remember, I was just spitballing what we should do for YouTube. And I'm like, what if we pick, like, a really stupid thing that people will watch for 10 minutes, us doing like really dumb stuff, and that's like the funnel that brings people in. Like, what if that's really successful? What if I'm like, what if we just like create like the Jackass of YouTube, and it's just like, I just like hit you in the head with a thumbtack, and it's like really funny, and it like generates a ton of views. That's our level of success. That's what we'd be like, we did it!
The bar is
we made it. Like, we
so
ask
low.
Disgusting questions to celebrities, and that's like
I used to have
really successful. We can't even
standards.
Brag about stuff.
I used to be a little bit like, I don't know if we should interview porn stars. Now I'm like, bring them all. Bring them all in. I'll interview them. I'll probably have sex with them. Whatever. Zero shame, zero standards.
A lot of poop
right
talk nowadays.
Yeah, that's Feidelberg's fault. Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck him for that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't even have something that you could be like,
2017.
Let me tell you about this. I'm so successful. I did this. It's also embarrassing.
2017 was the great, like, there was the era of KFC Radio spit talk. And now 2020 is all shit talk, and it's Feidelberg's. Both of them are Feidelberg's fault. But the good thing is nobody has any pride or shame. At least our people, like our listeners and our audience, they're all in the same fucking boat.
Right.
We got a DM from a girl that is the inspiration for the remainder of this episode. Today's episode is the Urban Legends episode. And this is something, if you're an OG Mail Time listener, we've done kind of before. We did the scams, shams, and hoaxes episode. Mm. I never know what's a hoax, what's an urban legend, what's a tall tale, what's it's flat out a lie. These things are all kind of blended together. But we got a DM from a girl, and I was even thinking about just her sending this message being like, you're shameful. Like, this is such a disgusting message to send to someone.
I mean, she mentioned she thought it was going to be a KFC radio topic, and that fits right in.
Absolutely, but I'm saying that the people who participate, it's just like, oh, yeah. Let me, I got to just DM these strangers about, like, about butt sex.
That's
like,
what we've fostered, though.
I know. Reap what you
That's
sow, man.
That's what we've
Reap
made.
What you sow. So we get this message, and this is a classic thing that everybody goes through when you first hear an urban legend that you believe to be true.
Yeah.
And you're sure of it, and then you get hit with the
you're
realization.
You're blinded. And then afterwards, you're like,
oh,
how
of
did
course,
I
right.
ever believe that?
So, and we'll break down all the different, there's different types of urban legends, from horror stories down to, like, just made-up pop culture things. So we'll break it all down here, but it all began with this one DM from this girl. And she says, I know this isn't a voicemail, but it needs to be on the next show. One of my friend's roommates, that's always how it is, right?
Mm.
Like, already red flag.
Right.
Was at her parents' house over break, and her boyfriend was with her. They were in the basement doing anal on the couch. Even that, just like, you know, just, yeah, there's sure. Just doing anal on the couch.
And there's a couch in the basement?
Yeah.
That's where you hook up. Yeah.
They were doing anal on the couch in the basement. The guy pulled out, and the girl immediately shits herself and shits on the couch. This creates a giant stain. Side note, their family dog has been sick and shitting everywhere recently. So the parents realize there's a stain on the couch and ask the daughter. Instead of telling her parents she was taking it in the ass and shit herself, she blames the dog. The parents make the decision to put the dog down because of its declining health. So what would you do? Tell your parents you were taking it in the ass and shit on the couch, or blame the dog and get the dog put down? Classic urban legend.
It just feels like an urban legend,
yep.
You know? And
yep.
It's like, maybe if you're one step removed, you know, if you're like too close to something, it's like when you go nose blind when something stinks and you're just like around it all the time, you're like, I can't. Like, if somebody's telling you that in the moment, you want to believe it,
yes.
But when you read it in text, you're like,
always,
meh.
I mean, these are always like college kids. You're young, you're dumb. You're probably at college and meeting people for the first time. It's actually the perfect storm because when I go to I went to college, right? And because this happened directly to me. I went to college and you meet people from other states and other countries and other lifestyles. And I'm like,
people pronounce things different and you get really mad at them
all the time. I got to college and I'm like, everyone I met was like, we've never gone to a bar. And like,
I was like,
what? I've been going to bars for years.
Yeah.
And then I realized I'm the weird one. I was going to bars when I was 15.
Right.
Because our town is weird and they're the normal ones. But I'm starting to learn these things that I thought were, like, you do this, you say that, you eat this, you live there, you do this for fun. And so you start to learn all these crazy things about, like, the world. You're outside your bubble.
Right.
And so things start to become plausible and realistic.
And also, our running theme, the greatest generation, because we lived through the dawn of the internet. Those email chain letters, like, you just didn't used to be able to get past a message that was from a person who knew a person. You just could, like, that didn't really happen a lot. And you were reading this email and you were like,
did
this happen?
The internet, I mean, not exactly because everybody, has been playing telephone with stories for a long time.
Right.
But like a lot of your shit was firsthand, maybe secondhand. You're not getting fourth hand,
Right.
And in the internet's like 1 millionth hand, it's telephone to the max.
It's just because we're older that we like have our guard up for this. And you've been getting submissions, millions of submissions now. But you particularly, like Barstool is like, we sip through these things. You guys have like that weird radar when you watch a video and you're like, that's a fake video. I'm like, how do you know that? I've watched 10,000 hours worth of videos.
I was just going to say, it's Gladwell. It's Malcolm Gladwell. It's just like, we've been doing this forever and I can't describe it. I can't teach you it. It just is a thing, and also I'll tell you what the main reason about like why people believe urban legends is because you want to believe them because when you tell them, when you have the story,
you get
the reaction, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so this is what happened to me. This is my my urban legend PTSD before we break down all the favorite legendary urban legends. But this story has stuck with me for a long time now. And you're about to see.
This is the story about the story, right?
Yeah. So I was told a story and I'm from like my best friend too. Like my boy. And that's also how it usually happens too. I'm like, Block would never lie to me. And he wasn't lying. He thought it was true,
right,
too.
Right.
But it's like, who lied to you? But when you hear from like your
same thing
best
with this
friend,
message, I DM'd her back and I was like,
your roommate told you that?
For real?
Yeah.
I was like, I think they're fucking with you or they don't know.
Or someone.
There's very rarely ill intent.
No.
You know?
I've never been like duped by an urban legend by someone. They got duped too.
They've
never come back to me and be like, gotcha, bitch. You know what I mean? It's been like, oh, fuck.
Which makes me think if like somewhere way, way back, it is rooted in truth.
And that also.
And it just once, because the thing is, I immediately just like, I Googled it. I saw it was on Snopes. I was like, this is fake. But it's just like now, just because like Snopes just like aggregates stories. And they're like, this. Chances are you did not hear the actual account of this.
Right.
You are hearing the story, but maybe the it dates
version.
All the way back.
Yeah, maybe there's something rooted in reality.
Yeah, we're going to have to add the Bible to the urban legends list.
The biggest fucking.
That wasn't on our list. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, it's a very old story that maybe had some truth, but over time has become completely changed. I'm like, oh.
I believe when we did the first the hoax episode of Mail Time, I was like, oh, and religion and the Bible.
Anyway, but your dog story.
I get this story told by my buddy Block. And then I retell it. At the time, I'm working on the NYMEX, the New York Mercantile Exchange, where, everything has gone, like, computerized and digital and all that shit. But the Merc, the NYMEX, was, like, an OG, old-school trading floor. Like, paper cards being flipped around, people doing hand signals, people yelling, fighting in the pit.
It's still like that, or it's like...
I mean, it was like that when I was, was like 2006, maybe, five, six. Summertime, summer job, I'm making like more money, like I'm making like $25 an hour or something crazy, $35 an hour, something fucking nuts that I never thought I could make at that age. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in so over my head. Our family friend who was like a trading savant got me the job because he heard like, oh, I'm getting my MBA and I'm studying finance at Ford. I'm not realizing I'm completely snaking it till I make it. So I don't know shit about trading crude oil and natural gas. But I know the fucking paycheck is good. And this is where I think, everything kind of happens for a reason or everything leads you to where you are today. Like, I learned about like busting balls and fighting for your fucking money and your worth and holding your ground and all that shit on, you know, you become a man on the trading floor real quick. Uncle Large can tell you about that. But he tells me the story and I relay it to a couple guys who are doing clerk work like I am, and they fucking love it. It's like the perfect setting, you know, and they're like, hey, tell this guy a story. Tell this guy a story. So all of a sudden, I've been barely keeping my head above water on this trading floor. I've been making mistakes. I've been fucking up. I've been like completely overwhelmed. And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, I'm getting all the attention. I'm the bell of the ball. Guys are liking me. I'm cool. So the story goes, I'm not going to remember every detail now. It's been so long, and it's clearly just a memory I've suppressed in my life. But the story goes, this guy is so this guy gets asked to dog sit for a couple, for family, whatever. And he agrees to do it, stays in the house. And I think they tell him, you know, there's the dog has, like, an allergy or something like that. Like, look out for this one thing. He doesn't do a good job. The dog gets into something, eats something. Ends up fucking dying. And the person dog sitting doesn't know what to do. Family's gone. Calls up like their friend, and their friend's like, you got to take this dog to the vet. They got to, like, you know, cremate it or whatever, like, to get rid of this. You can't just have a dead dog in the house. It's going to rot. It's going to be disgusting. These people are going to come home to a fucking dead dog. No way. So she's like, how do I get a dead dog to the vet? So she gets out a duffel bag. And we're talking about like a golden retriever, like a full-size dog. I'm talking about a chihuahua. Puts the dead dog in a duffel bag and is like, all right, I'm going to go take this to the vet. Already, you know, your antenna should be going up here, right?
Right. You know, it's like at the time, no, but it's like now you're like, Jesus Christ, how do we believe? It's like when you watch a really old movie and it just is terrible. You're like, I love this. And it was just like, looks awful.
Well, here's where I think it starts to get really ridiculous. And then insanely ridiculous. She doesn't have a car, so she needs to, like, take the bus.
Of course.
It's like, okay.
This is like somebody in a writer's room, like, wrote a bad script.
Right.
It's
like a
it's like, what else are we going to do here? It's like, oh, the cell phone, like, our cell phone was dead. I mean, this was probably before, yeah.
So she brings this bag, and she lugs it with her onto a bus. And she's struggling to get it up the steps and onto her seat, and some guy grabs it and helps her. And is like lifts the bag with her, like puts it down, and she's, you know, it's fucking golden retriever can be like 120 pounds, you know. And he's like strikes up a conversation with her, and he's like, what's in the bag? And she panics. She's like, I can't tell him it's a dead dog. And she's like, it's a bunch of electronics. It's like speakers and a CD player, and, you know, again, DVD player, this old school shit, small TV, whatever she says it was. She explains that it's and I'm going he, she, I'm going in and out. I don't know what's what anymore.
Right.
And so, like, they get to, like, the next stop, and they're helping. He's helping her bring it down the steps of the bus again. They get outside, and he punches her in the stomach, grabs the bag, throws it in his car, and speeds off, thinking that he's just stolen a bag of electronics from this unknowing girl. And in her head, she's like, you just stole a dead fucking dog. The corpse of a dead dog, man. And I don't even know how it ends. Like, you know, does she get the dog back? The dog's completely disappeared from the family. What did this guy do with what he thought was electronics? And it turned out to be a corpse of a dog. But I hear this and I'm like, holy shit. My buddy down at George Washington, he heard this story from his roommate, dead dog stealing the whole nine. Everyone on the trading floor loves it. They're all idiots too. They're all like, this is the best story I've ever heard. I go back up to the office. So, yo, tell this guy. So now I tell, you know, the trading floor is one place. Now I'm in like an office setting. And these guys are all very smart traders. I tell the story again. Brings the house down. Uh-huh. I am fucking Eddie Murphy. I'm Chappelle in front of the gang. I get invited to a dinner, like that night, that week, whatever, not too long after. And, you know, I'm like the intern. I don't even know why I'm invited to this dinner to begin with.
Because of this story.
Right. Yeah, no, seriously. And so it's me and all these like brilliant traders and this one motherfucker, Mike Dixon. Fuck this guy. Fuck you, Mike Dixon. I hope you're fucking listening. You probably are. You're probably just some fucking frat bro barstool idiot now. There was so many guys there who were just like such like macho alpha male dicks, you know what I mean? Because you got to be in that world. So Mike had heard me tell the story earlier, and Mike has a brain. So he tells me to retell the story yet again. This is now like the 10th time I've told the story. So now I got like a routine, you know,
I'm adding
details. I'm adding inside jokes and puns and callbacks. I got a whole stand-up.
You've been working
material.
On your set.
I've been working on my set. And so I retell the story again. And this time I'm probably like, I'm a couple drinks deep. I'm in front of everyone. We're at dinner. I feel cool. Like I said, I'm making money and I am like letting this one rip more like, animated than ever. And he like lets me finish my whole story. And he's like, oh yeah, that's funny, because that's a made up story. That's an urban legend that's not real. And you've been telling everybody like it's your story and trying to be like, like just goes off on me. And a bunch of the other traders, like a handful of them, all start like snickering and laughing. Like they knew he was going to do this.
Oh, all right.
So this
was
like a
complete sandbag.
He told me to do it. Waited for me to finish, and then drops on me that it's an urban legend. He was like, I looked it up. He's like, look, you know what I mean? Whatever it was. And all his like little buddies started like snickering, being like, yeah, like we got him, you know? And I was so mortified, and I was fucking furious. Like, that's fucked.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Fucked.
Oh, yeah. Anytime
that's
you set
like,
somebody up.
Holy shit. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In the moment, if he was just like, yo, idiot, like, that's a fucking.
Well, exactly
legend.
Like happened. I got this DM and I was just like come on.
Yeah, like, if you, that would be like if you had said, like, call the show.
Yes.
You tell your voicemail and then on the air if we were like, you fucking moron.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so, like, I am bright red. And all, and I'm sure, like the head traders, I don't even fucking care. Like, I don't know what the idiots are talking about. You know what I mean? But in my mind, I'm like, oh, now I'm like the idiot for the rest of the summer.
It's like you talked about you learn how to ball bust, and you're like, you learn that that is not like part of your like code. You know, you're like, I think that was over the line.
Right.
Some other guys are gonna be like,
especially
suck it up, pussy. But
yeah,
you know. That you know, I definitely think that that's on the line. Somebody could be like, no, you got what you had coming. Other times,
well,
you're like, really, you're just trying to be a dick.
He portrayed it as like, I knew it was fake. I'm passing it off as real trying to get like, you know, clout and be cool.
Well, by the 10th time you told the story,
like you said,
you probably are
probably
like,
saying, it's
this,
me,
is, this
you know?
Is my story.
Yeah,
yeah,
saying,
yeah,
it happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, in that world, in that, like, fraternity, that, like, frat house.
Yeah. But you know that he was such a jealous motherfucker. Like, he was like, look at this guy.
No reason, though. I mean, he was, like, now looking back, I mean, he was probably, like, 25 or something. Like,
right.
Like, not that old, young, making a boatload of cash trading. And, like, I'm literally an intern. Like, I don't know if you know. To like set someone up like that's like you're like threatened and needs like take you know what
yeah
I mean?
No I
like,
think he was like, I think he was probably he wanted to be the funny guy,
I guess,
you know? He didn't like that other people were like, you know, it's tough if you heard somebody doing a set or telling a story that like you were suspect about, like, you know, I think it's weird if I know you've been duped, like I didn't think that this girl was like trying to get one over on me, but if you were like jealous of it and you were like, I don't know, he's embellishing this a little bit and he's walking around like the cock of the walk now, eventually sometimes people want to knock people down a peg.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I'm
it's
just
not
thinking,
like a cool thing to do, but
would I go like set up 1 month Ethan on like on air and like fucking embarrass him in front of the world?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't. Like, I don't know, some people here probably would. So maybe it just depends on kind of
right. Like,
I would call him out, I'd like laugh at him,
yeah,
but I wouldn't be like, yo, come on the rundown, tell us that story.
Right.
Actually, you know what I mean?
It's yeah.
But
I could see somebody being like jealous of like what happened with Dana. And I think that we're good about it here, but I could see like
it's weird because
this is a madhouse and like there's no order to it, but there is sort of like a rule of like you gotta be happy for Dana, you gotta let it go because it could happen to you,
right?
And you can't be like, this guy doesn't fucking deserve it. It's like nothing is really earned around here. It's all kind of just luck.
It's like, so it's like, like he's doing, like, here's a code, but it's a fucked up one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We have a certain set of rules that other people would think is, like, just as crazy. But in our world, you do this and you don't do that. You know what I mean? But clearly that one, I mean, that story has, like, I remember that moment so vividly where I was, like, I remember, like, looking at him, like, pausing, like, turning bright red and being, like, should I just stab him with my steak? Should I just kill him at the table? And then we'll have a new fucking story.
Yeah.
Then we'll have a new urban legend. Yeah.
But I mean, like,
stuff your dead body in a bag, Mike Dixon.
But you know, if you're, it's weird how it's like you could probably have, if you were ready for it, spun it back the other way, mm-hmm. being like, yeah, Mike, of course it's
fucking
fake.
Right.
Like, yeah. Of course, it's like it's a story, you know,
dude.
Nobody knows. It's like,
no, I actually remember being
down.
Like,
even if you said it's, yeah, it's like an urban legend. It's so funny, you idiot.
I remember being like, really?
Right.
Man, my friend like fucked me on that one.
You
and, like,
can't.
I had the like light bulb go off where I was like, oh.
But yeah, you gotta like fake it so you make it.
Yeah.
Where you gotta be like, you always. This is what Trump does. He always remains in control. Like where everything gets flipped. Like, you know, he's not to go back to coronavirus, but how he's like, it's nothing. It's Obama's fault.
Yeah,
Obama did this.
Right.
You know, he immediately is like, okay, now that I have to take this seriously, I'm gonna push it in a different direction. So if you were ready to be like, yeah, Mike. Like, welcome to the club. We all know that.
Yeah,
you know, then it would have been
flipped on. You actually believe that I was?
Yeah.
I should have just said, you know what? I had sex with your wife. But man, I would love a shot at redemption on that fucking guy. Hopefully he's dead in the gutter. Hopefully someone's
fucking
carrying your
OD'd
dead corpse
on cocaine.
Fucking hopefully you're getting cremated, bro. So that's like, those are the urban legends that I think. Those are my favorite kind of urban legends, which become more like you said, like TV scripts in a way.
Yeah.
Because there's the true urban legend, and like the one that they made the movie Urban Legend about is, you know, Bloody Mary, or when you flash your lights at someone who doesn't have their lights on, and it turns out that they're a killer.
Yeah.
That's the one. When I think of urban legend, I think of the guy who drives around with his lights off, and if you flash him to remind him to turn his lights on,
he
does a U-turn and comes and murders you. That's the one that and then they spun that one, I think, into they were flashing the lights because there was someone in the backseat ready to kill you.
Yep.
And
yeah,
that
was awesome. That was
awesome. But I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
Ridiculous.
But
you would see it and understand it. That was from behind, right? You're driving behind the person.
There's a woman driving and somebody's tailgating and flashing their lights at her, and she's panicking, thinking that this person is like trying to kill her.
Right, hung on the horn,
and then,
swerving, like, get out of your car. You're
dangerous. She eventually gets like cornered, and the guy gets out, and she's crying, and she thinks, and then he pulls her out, and he like shows her that there's
a
person in the back seat.
Yeah, that one.
It's like a Shyamalan twist.
Yeah.
Of course, it doesn't hold up. Doesn't make any sense. Like, why this guy was gonna stab her while she was driving the car?
Right.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
And the other one with the hook, which they like, I know what you did last summer, kind of incorporated all these things into it.
Yeah, it was all one story.
There's the couple making out, which is a funny thing, by the way, that people used to just go park like on an overlook and like make out and do hand jobs and stuff. I mean, I guess that's probably still going on in some capacity.
Yeah,
but it was just funny that it was like, let me pick you up in my big ass like Cadillac or whatever, and like, park on lookout, make out point, and you like jerk me off. But they, you know, they hear the
better
scratching,
times.
They hear like the clawing at the door or some shit like that. They speed off and then they find a hook was hanging from the doorway.
As
a
kid,
that
terrified me.
The story was
preposterous.
It was like a story that like a guy escaped from an insane asylum and had a hook or something.
Had
right?
A hook.
Right.
I mean, like fucking Captain Hook out here.
Who believe in these things?
How that guy's gonna get caught real quick?
What kind of idiot believes these ridiculous stories?
This guy lost his hook. Like, there's some guy walking around who at least had a hook before.
What, are you gonna kill me with a nub now? You ain't shit.
He
now
was probably trying to get that thing off. He's like, I don't need, this is ridiculous.
I'm not Captain Hook.
I look much more normal with just a nub than a freaking Captain Hook.
Would you rather have a nub or a hook? Because I do think there's some value in a hook.
I don't think there's any value, I think, except for, like, telling the story. Like, I think it's hysterical.
I think you're
at the bar with your hook out. It's really funny, but I think it's very impractical.
Captain Hook was, like, picking shit up.
It's off-putting.
Certainly. You know, it's off-putting? A nub.
Not as much as a hook.
I think a hook's a great story versus a nub. A nub's just like, I'm a freak without a hand. A hook is like...
what I'm saying. There's no
I can kill people
to
with
it
the,
other
no,
than
no,
the story.
No. First of all, self-defense. You can't fight me with a nub. I can fight you with a hook. I can pick things up.
I mean, if you're so concerned about
self-defense,
you can just
shotgun
get a weapon.
I can shotgun a beer. I can pick up things that have like a... Like when Captain Hook picks up the clock with like the little ring. I can pick up a keychain. I can hang my coat on my hand. I can do a lot of things with my hook. Can't do shit with my nub.
You take your hook. Go with your hook.
I will. So that's like I think that's where urban legends, the term, like originally started. And then it just morphed into weird fake stories about celebrities.
Yeah.
That's like the, you know, the
is it
the
a hoax?
Lady,
is it a,
yeah, that that's where you know, we blend the definition of urban legend. But to me, from my generation, I think there are two main urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
Two that almost everybody knows. Two that stick with me more than any. Number one is Lil' Kim needing her pumps. Number one is Lil' Kim needing her stomach pumped because she had too much cum in it.
That would have to be again, so much
again,
cum.
Again, totally to plausible. Lil' Kim's on tour with Puff Daddy and the family. She's sucking Biggie Smalls' dick on the regular. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see Big Papa, I think that he blasts off like a fucking fire hose. You think that Christopher Wallace, the notorious B.I.G., Frank White, is just spitting like... No, he is like... Fireball.
Do you know how much the human stomach can hold?
Think about how little Biggie's dick was getting sucked before he was Biggie, right? I mean, he's a fat, lazy-eyed, cockeyed, disgusting piece of shit. And then all of a sudden he becomes the greatest rapper of all time and gets so much dick sucking. He is backed up, bro. He's got like 20 years worth of just cum sitting there. Biggie Smalls blows loads. Okay? And then after you're done with him, you have to blow all of the locks, including Sheik, who's thick as fuck.
The fucking Junior Mafia.
Lil C's is for sure getting his dick sucked all the time. Junior Mafia is blowing loads everywhere. You've got...
But just by Lil' Kim? Like, Lil' Kim's taking all the loads. There's no groupies.
Faith Evans is Biggie's wife. She's not doing that.
She's classy.
Foxy Brown's going deaf. She's not here at this point. Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, like, clearly there was, you know, one emerged. There can only be one. It was Lil' Kim.
I mean, Charlie Baltimore was still there.
Charlie,
just an extra mouth.
Charlie was, like, the real hoe. You know what I mean? Charlie was like, Biggie's gonna fuck you in the ass. Like, Lil' Kim was the queen bee. I mean, she can make a Sprite can disappear in her mouth. Okay?
That's true. If anybody could do it, it was her.
Yeah, sure. Yes, the stomach.
Isn't it? You know that she had to try it. Like, she had to. Like, yeah, she's like, I'm not going to say this if I can't do it.
Yeah, Fitz, enjoy your thirst. I feel like, yes, the human stomach can hold a lot, but I don't think you need to be filled to the brim.
To need your stomach.
It's like,
pumps.
Yeah, when you drink too much, it's not that your stomach is like totally full. You start puking and you need your stomach pumped because you know. Your body's just like, no more of this poison.
Right.
When you have that
your
much
just
semen.
Rejecting
by the
sperm.
Way, one of the funniest things, one of the weirdest stuff sticks with you, you know? I remember when I saw this when I was younger, a greeting card, like a happy birthday card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of a bunch of sperm swimming. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And they're talking to each other. And the one sperm says, how much longer till we get to the egg? And then you open it up and it says, we got a long way to go. We just passed the tonsils. Great joke. Great joke.
That That's killed. A greeting card?
Yeah, it was like it was probably in like Spencer Gifts or something.
Right,
like that.
Right, right.
But
right.
I was like, this, the first person who
I've
told
seen it
this,
too, but I feel like I thought I saw it as like a cartoon, internet cartoon
comic
or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, the first person who came up with
well
that.
Well done.
Brilliant. And that's the thing about there was someone told this story for the first time. Someone said, I bet Lil' Kim sucked so much dick that she had to get her stomach pumped.
Yeah.
Well, someone just started telling that like it was real.
Well, so we were talking about how these have actually been passed down. Through the years, like, you know, that one that got DM'd to me, I was like, you know, Snopes said it dates back to 1997. It's probably even further back. Do you think, like, you know, fucking Frank Sinatra and Kennedy were saying this about Judy Garland?
Probably.
You know, like the old broads of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure that's true. It's like, insert.
There's like
name
a cave
here.
Woman that they were like, I don't know, we gotta fucking take him to the witch
no,
doctor.
See, I don't think that Neanderthals were doing oral.
Okay,
I think that
I was going to say they didn't have the ability to have their stomachs pumped, but
that too. But I feel like they're just doing like primal, like reproduction shit. They're not just like your mouth might feel good too,
right?
You know, the first person to you think a girl or a guy initiated?
I think a girl.
You think a girl was like, watch this.
I think a girl was like, stop hitting me.
True, probably.
Please,
but the thought of like, I'll use my mouth is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you are a trendsetter. You are a trailblazer.
Yeah.
I want to say that they... Like,
and I also
French
think you skyrocketed to the top of the hierarchy.
I feel like a French chick invented blowjobs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, really? I mean that chick changed the fucking game. That girl becomes... I mean, that's an urban legend. Some guy goes, yo, bud, guess what my girl did last night? She put her mouth on my dick. And then that guy told a story like, yo, my friend... has a girl who, and then that guy's, my cousin said his friend who lives with his girlfriend puts his dick in her mouth. And then someone at dinner goes, "That's a fucking urban legend, you idiot. Nobody sucks dick.
My dick's
nobody
out
puts
here.
Dicks in mouths." It's like in Back to the Future. What's a honey? Nobody has two televisions. That's not real. Nobody.
He's just pulling jobs. Your chain.
Yeah, he's just, honey. Nobody gives blowjobs. Who invented blowjobs? The history of fellatio. I mean, what's your guess? Like, when did oral sex start?
I think a long time ago.
You think like prehistoric, or you think like, you know, because I mean,
I think it was going down in biblical days.
I think it had.
I think Mary Magdalene. That's like,
oh yeah, she was sucking dick.
I think so.
Why do you think that?
Because she was a prostitute. Like, what else would she do?
I feel like, you know, at that point you're just like, you can have sex with my vagina. But I definitely,
you think it's a modern thing? No, I never thought about that.
I
it could be.
Think, all right. First unofficial blowjob off the record was Greece. They were having orgies.
Yes.
They were fucking boys, girls, young, old.
Yes.
Very, very creepy in Greece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like they were like, we're putting this in any hole possible.
Yeah. I feel like well, how about this? When do you think kissing got invented? Because I feel like if you were kissing, if you're rubbing your lips and tongues together, that doesn't even really feel all that good. Then you were definitely doing the stuff that does feel
good.
That
does feel good, yeah. I feel like there's just a natural inclination of like, I'm going to put this everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if there's an entryway, I'm putting it in.
Right.
God damn, this Wikipedia is filthy, okay? This Wikipedia has big, bold, like, next section, ingestion of semen. Next section, deep throating with a little medical cartoon of a girl with a pair of balls against her lips and chin. This is crazy. But I feel like Greece was when they were doing it. This is not giving me like a definitive answer. But how about this? Just even this fellatio, also known as blowjob, BJ, giving head, or sucking off. Like, what hornball wrote this shit, man?
Yo, I mean, Wikipedia is a conglomeration of the internet. What? I'm surprised every Wikipedia page isn't like this.
Yeah, that's very
like
true.
Like, you're like fucking like, how come they all reading a description ruined? Of Justin Bieber, and it's just like something about anal. I don't like. I am surprised that any Wikipedia is not just flooded with this stuff.
I mean, there's definitely like these look like biblical like pictures and shit, and like French artists and shit. So
yeah, I think
people have been sucking it for a long time. But Lil' Kim, I mean, to me, that was like the number one, because especially when you hear it, you're like, again, you're like, can that happen?
Yeah.
Especially sex. You don't know. It's like,
I don't know. When I heard that, I was just like, yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, right there, hand in hand, one that made total sense, and I absolutely believe probably to this day, mm-hmm. is Marilyn Manson getting his ribs removed so he can suck his own dick.
Yeah. Just
also because, you know why we believe that? You know why I believe that? Because I was at an age where I was trying to do that, and I was like, these fucking ribs are getting in the way. You know what? If I just had a couple less, I could probably do this.
And also, like, wasn't he doing weird videos with, like, his shirt off, and he's got that weird skinny, like,
weird
almost
body.
Like Joaquin Phoenix. I think Joaquin Phoenix, like, modeled his weird,
that
creepy
was
body
the
after.
The beautiful people. He almost had, like, a mask on that just, like, it had no face. He was just, like, a being.
Yeah, he was wearing latex and shit like
and
that.
This
I was
is
like,
how
yeah,
you know.
You better get rid of the ribs.
This is how you know that Marilyn Manson is one crazy motherfucker, because he's got two urban legends about him. He's got the ribs removed, and then he's got the inexplicable that he's Paul from the Wonder Years.
I mean, inexplicable?
Well, no, it's actually very explicable. He just looks like him.
Yes.
He looks like him, and the age is added up. You know what? It's completely explicable.
Right.
It's true. It's just like, yeah, he was the
actor. That guy, though, the actor?
Yeah.
That must be weird for him. Like, who's that weirder for? The urban legend that he's, like, I'm sure Marilyn Manson is just like, that's not me, and I wish it was, and I would still be getting, like, royalties off that. I don't know. Is that on Netflix?
But like, that guy who was just like, I was just like a wholesome actor on the Stanley Shanley show. Now I'm being compared to the guy who sucks his own dick, apparently. Now, apparently, I'm that guy?
Yo, I would love to have him on the show. Let's get him on mail.
Marilyn Manson or Paul?
Both.
Yeah.
Together
at the same time.
Yes. I think that guy's just a lawyer.
Yeah?
I think
he didn't make it and was just like,
Yeah, no, he definitely is, like, not an actor. I think he's, like, a lawyer.
He's probably trying to suck his own dick. Aren't we all, though?
ATI featuring Paul from the Wonder Years and Marilyn
ATI
Manson.
ATI featuring Marilyn Manson would be some
shit. Oh, absolutely. Crush.
He'd be like, I've done all these things.
Yeah.
Like, I've killed puppies.
He would have so many answers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it. Right. Yeah. Like,
when
just
it,
one more thing.
Hard?
Like, yeah.
Now, for Lil' Kim, I think that was one of the best things that ever happened to her. Because she wanted to be, like, the slut. She wanted to be this, like, sultry, seductress hoe.
Mm.
So being, like, the girl who sucks a ton of dick, great.
Yeah. Well, Marilyn, actually, she was probably mad. She was like, I would absolutely not need my stomach pumped.
I could take it all. But Marilyn Manson, also crazy, weird, putting out this very strange, like, sexually creepy vibe, right? He probably also didn't hate that rumor.
Right.
What sucks is when you get a urban legend named urban legend in your name. What sucks is when you get an urban legend that absolutely is a fucking nightmare. Like,
no spin zone for this.
Like, this has to be, some of these urban legends have to be, like, you think, like, all right, someone was once talking about, like, oh, man, Lil' Kim's so hot. She, like, sucks so much dick. Like, I bet she needs her stomach pumped. And someone just tells that story. Whatever. That's how that one originated.
Right.
Marilyn Manson, like, you're such a freak.
Your dick is so big.
Yeah, you could suck your own dick. This one has to be someone with an axe to grind.
Yeah.
This has to be an ex.
And it's amazing that it's stuck. Like, because you could, like, that's such a preposterous story to make up about somebody.
What we're talking about is Richard Gere. If you don't know Richard Gere, it's probably because he, like, never really did many more movies after this happened. Right? I think it's kind of, like, not ruined Richard Gere, but I think it, like, ended his career.
I mean, he was definitely, like, a leading man.
Right. And then just not.
You know, you don't
Pretty
really.
Pretty Woman and Unfaithful. No, not Unfaithful. Unfaithful?
Yeah.
I mean, like, some major movies. And then the rumor comes out that he puts gerbils in his asshole. Living gerbils, which I think was just a urban legend for the gay community in general, right? That they just, like, put little critters up their asses and
this story could not just have, this has to be a story built for many, many years. It is too ridiculous to just be like, I'm going to fuck Richard Gere and I'm going to come up with this story.
I mean, these are one of those things where you say to yourself, who would make this up? Like, this is too strange to be untrue. I'm almost inclined to believe that Richard Gere puts his gerbils in his ass more so than someone made up that story because, I mean, who makes that idea up?
I mean, you're right. That has to be a weird, like, gay community story that's, like, for the freakiest of the freaky. I guess it doesn't have to be gay. But
no, it could be. I mean,
it
listen,
could just be like a weird
learned,
sexual.
Everybody thing. Likes stuff done to their butts these days. But it's called gerbling. It's
right.
It's like T-bowing. They gave it a term.
That makes
gerbling, known as gerbil stuffing or gerbil T-bowing. Shooting, is a rumored sexual practice of inserting small live animals into the human rectum.
Did it start with Richard Gere?
I mean,
did he invent it?
Let's see.
When does this date back to? Is this like somebody gave
you on Wikipedia? This is a big episode.
Like somebody gave a blowjob and then, like, 1 year later they were into gerbils.
According to folklorist Jean Harold Brunvand, in 1984.
Yeah, like, that's like Richard Gere primetime.
Yeah. He said it was involving a mouse and an unidentified man. In subsequent versions, the animal was a gerbil, and the story was applied to several male celebrities. So,
imagine
how about
Richard Gere's the only
Gere
one it's
like,
stuck with?
What about fucking Hugh Grant?
They were saying this about Tom Hanks.
John
and
Hanks
I get the one.
Invented this. Why do you only remember
I
me?
Learned about it from Tom Hanks.
Talk
I heard it. The urban legend when imagine Richard Gere being like, "When I heard the urban legend it was about Tom Hanks. How did it stick for me?"
I mean, who else had it? Let's see. I'm checking my citations here. From Gere to Eternity. I mean, people really
brutal one. I mean, it's
out here
you cannot think of Richard Gere. Like, Richard. You think it's like you hear the name Richard Gere, it's gerbils and then Pretty Woman. And Pretty Woman was a huge.
Hit. It sounds like there's a couple stories of, like, this male shows up in the ER, he's bleeding. What happened? We find out that, like, the idea is that the gerbil, as it suffocates, it scratches and claws, providing an intense sensation. I mean, listen, but, like, this.
Oh, God, I'm about to pull a Feidelberg here.
I don't know if when they told this story, it actually had happened. But once this went out there, somebody did that.
Yeah.
People tried that after the fact, guaranteed.
This is like a weird, like, billionaire who just has experienced everything.
Done it all.
And probably is very high.
Yeah.
Like, has
a lot of cocaine,
a ton of heroin, feeling no pain, and is like, fuck it, I'm going to do whatever. If there's a sensation, I want it. Ugh.
And that's what Richard Gere does on the weekends.
And it's possible that Richard Gere, I mean, he's not a billionaire, but he was, like, a rich and successful. And, like, you know what?
Everyone in Hollywood.
He could have been, you know, gay, bisexual, maybe had to go to the ER. Maybe it was just, like, regular sex. You know, something went wrong. Stories from the ER. But
what about this? What if we're out of time in America? AIDS epidemic. People are freaking out. Everybody's still shunning gay people. What if Richard Gere, He's gay. He's getting fucked. He has a problem. Something goes wrong. He goes to the hospital.
What happened? He's bleeding out of his ass.
How did this happen? You either admit to the world right now that you, Playboy Hollywood actor, right. are gay.
Not acceptable at that time.
Looking around, there's like a fucking picture, and he's like, there was a gerbil in my asshole. Somebody put a gerbil in my asshole. I think that's what happened. God. I think Richard Gere elected to tell. I think he told on himself. I think Richard Gere originated the Richard Gere gerbil asshole urban legend himself.
Oh, my God.
And I think he woke up the next day and the National Enquirer wrote about it. And he was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Now, let me ask you this. Would you rather be Richard Gere? The rumor about you is that you put gerbils in your asshole, or international sex bomb and superstar pop singer Ciara being a hermaphrodite.
Oof.
There was just a long time
that stuck
where everyone said that Ciara has a dick and a pussy. She has both parts. That's so like that is the like there's some troll just said that and people ran
and it just went
and like poor fucking Ciara had to go out there and be like, just have a vagina, guys. No dick.
Like, could Snapchat leak this, please?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Can we get
right.
a? Can we have like an iCloud hack?
Yeah, I'm surprised she just didn't just get it over with. You know, I feel like what if
for her to not address that?
Yeah, what I was gonna say is what you should do if Ciara was smart in 2000 whatever five or some shit when this came out. You got it. Like, remember when Mike Piazza was rumored to be gay? He held a press conference saying he's not gay.
Yeah.
You know what that tells me? You're fucking gay.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But if you have to hold a press conference and be like, Rafael Palmeiro waving your finger, I am not gay. You probably have, you know, some tendencies that you're trying to hide or you're ashamed of or whatever. You're in the closet. So you have to address it, but you can't address it like that. What Ciara should have done is she should have come out and said, This is absolutely ridiculous. I only have one set of genitalia. I'll let you figure it out. Like, play along with it, being like, maybe I have one, maybe I definitely don't have both. I definitely don't have both genitalia, you freaks. I've only got a dick, okay? You know? That would have been funny. Everyone would have laughed, and it would have been like, oh, yeah, we're being so silly here, you know?
It's wild because it's just like, if you think a rumor was going around, I mean, like, you've had rumors about you, but...
Moving to South Carolina.
Yeah. But, you know, for her to, she must have just been like, huh. Like, for her to not address it, she must have heard that story and just been like,
yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like, this is so utterly preposterous that it's not worth my time. But when it, like, starts to spiral and it's, like, talked about enough that it's a thing.
Weird, yeah.
I would address it.
But she's sort of, like, overcome that now. I don't think you have to, like, dig back and then.
I think her PR, her publicist was probably like, this is going to take 10 to 12 years, but it'll go away. But just don't talk about it. There's two alternatives. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
You can own it and talk about it, or you hook up with Future.
It's like, no way Future's hooking up with our hermaphrodite. Right. You move on to Russell Wilson.
No, I mean, that seems like a guy. It seems like a possibility. So, you know, there's the good and there's the bad. There's the ones that help your reputation. There's the ones that hurt your reputation. Another, a perfect example of one helping your reputation was that Mr. Rogers was an ex-Navy SEAL assassin who the great Mike Francesa even got duped. Can we put that in there? I'll get you the audio clip. Mike Francesa, he actually said it was Captain Kangaroo.
Okay.
Not Mr. Rogers, I think.
Okay.
But the way Mike tells it, the story is that he's got tats.
Right.
All covered in tattoos. Sleeved up, so he's always got like his... A long sleeve shirt on, yeah. And that he has like 150 confirmed kills with a sniper rifle. And then he's like, dog, you know who that was? He's like Fred Rogers or whatever. He drops the government name and it's like, boom, big reveal. They go to break, they come back, and Mike's like, just to let you know, like, that was not a true story. I got duped. Like, it's
he admitted it to it?
Unbelievable, yeah. He's like, or like, kind of. He's kind of like,
I'm sure I was going to say, that doesn't sound like Francesa.
Apparently, you know, that one's not, he like skates around it. But that, to me, perfect, like, you know, perfect juxtaposition. If you're thinking, who's the biggest assassin on the planet? The last person you're thinking is Mr. Rogers.
That was definitely together, a perfect. High thought. Somebody was getting baked out of their mind. I was like, dude.
All of these things probably were, and they probably were, you know, I'm going to put this on an internet forum or something at the early stages of the internet. And goes fucking viral. But like I said, all these things became just stories about celebrities at one point that, like, Why was Avril Lavigne dead?
From all I can remember is she had like either a tattoo or
disappeared.
No, it was like the word like Melissa was written on her arm or something like that. And like, I don't think she's ever explained it. And then they have this girl in mind that they think that this like Melissa or something replaced her. And that she didn't want to like do another album and the label really wanted her. And I don't know if she OD'd or like somebody killed her and replaced her. And then I think, you know, there's just the pictures where she looks a little different. Well, it's like maybe she got a nose job. That was
Megan Fox. Megan Fox. There was an army of Megan Fox clones.
They all have weird thumbs. I mean, that's a detail you got to get right. That's we all true. Of a sudden see a Megan Fox with a normal thumb.
That's not Megan Fox. Yeah. Your thumbnails. I mean, maybe that's what was happening. Maybe that was like during the cloning process, like, you know, a chromosome got fucked up and her thumb.
If you
came
can
out
make
wrong.
A Megan Fox, you should make an army of them.
All of them. I would have millions of Megan Foxes.
Just all that's what women look like in general.
I believe the idea was that they were like government clones named Fegan, like fake Megan. And this all stems from that she looked different when she was like 18.
Yeah,
like they show before and afters of when she was like a teenager and when she was a like Hollywood starlet in her 20s. When you get older, you go through puberty, you get money, you get a stylist and a makeup artist and a hairdresser, you look different.
Right.
Are there a clone of Kylie Jenner running around?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, technically, kind of. They just like created a body for Kylie Jenner.
Right. They put her brain.
She's not a clone. She's like Krang. They just took a brain out of that ugly girl and they put it in a mechanical body that has a fat ass and great tits, and the brain's just sitting in there with levers, pushing buttons like
from
Krang.
Fucking scratch.
Yeah, like, we can rebuild it. She's like the $6 million man or whatever. That's just Krang in there pulling levers. Like, okay, like stick your ass out, like take the selfie, push the button, like pop out a kid. Like, yeah, I mean,
they
whatever.
Did. I remember very early on, the Kardashians were like, Kylie's going to be the most successful. She's the smartest. And they were like, well, we should build our body to go with it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with her being smart. It has to do with, like, Mom figured this out, then Kim figured this out, then the girls all figured out. Now we're ready to build you perfectly. Literally, figuratively, physically,
mentally.
I call it
mentally. The Kylie.
Yeah, right. Like Kylie 1000. She's like a Terminator. Kylie is a Terminator of sex appeal. It's crazy. When I see pictures of her, I'm like, what is that? Like, that's not a human. That's not a species. That's not the same species.
Right.
That chick is just born to make your dick feel things.
Right. It's just like instantaneous hormonal reaction.
Which is, by the way, maybe we'll do this for another episode, like greatest upsets or whatever. Her being the star out of her and Kendall.
Yeah.
Not that Kendall's a schlep. I mean, she's a fucking Victoria's Secret model and she's a megastar in her own right. But I remember writing a blog saying Kylie Jenner will kill herself because there's no way that close in the public eye.
But that's also probably what drove her to do that, like to build
like
a body.
I either kill myself or I like grow this ass.
Manufacture this body.
Yeah. I feel like they grew her ass in like a giant Petri dish. And then like once
but that
ready,
also makes me think that Kendall's still got that gun in the bullet. Like she'll be like,
she knows.
What if I just, you
did
know,
that
get
too.
In a lab?
Yeah.
You know?
She's so funny that Kendall, like, isn't Kendall proof positive that all the other ones are fake?
Absolutely. You know?
It's like, look at me.
Also I'm proof 5'10". Positive, like, their bodies, when you look upon them, that's what's proof that it's fake.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You
just
look like at her body.
That ass shouldn't look like that.
You know how, like,
be that
if you look at Pamela Anderson's tits, like, if you go back and you're like, oh, those are fake, like... Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually we're all pretending.
And like,
that
these, what are these hoes? Armenian or something? Like, do Armenian girls have fat asses like that? Because I got to go to Armenia. Remember when Kim tried to like spout off about the Armenian genocide? And I was like, show me your husband's sneakers and show me your butt. Yeah, okay. Like a billion people were killed in Armenia. Whatever. Like I still don't.
You know, it's because she learned about that.
Yeah,
that's when she learned about it. She was like, started talking about
another upset that like Kim Kardashian like has a relatively decent impact on the justice system.
Yeah, I mean, she listened to Serial and she has a billion dollars.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm bored.
It's like they,
which is great. It's a great thing to do. It's like better than because it's weird that that's like the one thing they do.
Yeah,
like she's got a lot of money, and they're like they give no money to charity. They don't do anything.
I would.
She's gonna get Adnan out, and I'm gonna have to dap her up.
I would not do that if I were a celebrity.
Try and get people out of jail
because if you're ever wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm terrified about Adnan getting out and immediately murdering someone just because I've talked about it on a podcast, let alone like
got him out of jail.
Yeah. Like when there's like the rallies that are like, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to that. I can't be like, I mean, I think there was like a miscarriage of justice, but I'm like, if this guy stays in jail, he stays in jail.
I sold t-shirts for a murderer that said free Adnan. I mean, that guy's probably a murderer. And I definitely want to free Scott Peterson. I am big time pro murderer. I am team murderer.
What you got on OJ? We gonna make some OJ, money off of OJ?
He fucking did that shit. OJ did that shit. But like almost everybody else is innocent. Anyway, anywho, we got sidetracked there. The other like list of celebrities that have been urban legified. This one, I mean, Beyonce was not pregnant. I'm not including that she was not pregnant.
Right.
Her fake belly fell out on Oprah.
Right. She never was seen anywhere. Like, she booked the entire floor.
Atlantic Hill.
Atlantic Hill.
Fuck that, by the way.
Yeah.
If my wife was going into labor and they were like, sorry, like there's no
rooms.
There's
just empty beds up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd be like, I genuinely would be like, I understand what you're doing here. I get it. Like, I'm not starstruck right now.
Right.
We're about to go through some shit. Right, okay. Right. Like we won't take any pictures. All right. Let's let this fucking person get an epidural and pop a child out just like you asshole.
Right.
Like, I can't just like do that again. Yeah. Like nobody celebrities do that. There's a reason why that story came out with her. It's because she was fucking hiding her non-pregnant self. So I'm not even including that one. But one that I fully believe, Paul McCartney. He's dead. Paul McCartney died and was replaced with a clone.
They replaced him. What do you call him?
The Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. The man who played the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz. Not the actor. Like the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz.
The prop.
Yeah. He's stuffed with straw. He doesn't have a brain. Hangs out with a lion and a man made of tin. That is who Paul McCartney was. Now, that rumor was just that, like, because like
there was
a guy who looks a lot like him or something, right?
Well, I don't know about that. That may have been a part I haven't heard of. On the cover of one of their albums, the one where they're like walking across the street.
Yep.
It's a very famous.
Yeah, Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. Yep, I would guess that. But he's not wearing shoes. Thus, he's dead. Also, I think it's one of those spin the record backwards.
Okay.
I think it loosely sounds like Paul is dead.
Oh, it also sounds like that musician Ringo Starr admitted it.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
In 1966, Ringo Starr said it happened,
that was probably like, can't you just hear him being like drunk and like being like, yeah, man,
they point to
Paul
the lyrics.
Is dead. It's crazy. That's my impression.
That was good. I like that. The lyrics, the album covers, and odd noises that can be heard when you're playing backwards is proof that the singer was replaced by a lookalike.
The young idiots of their time, like it's like Justin Bieber fans right now, probably even like the younger generation, all smoking weed and being like, he's probably dead. One of the Beatles did die. Like one of them was killed. We don't need to make up another one.
When Paul died, we all panicked, claims Ringo. We didn't know what to do. And Brian Epstein, our manager, suggested that we hire Billy Shears. His name is William Shears Campbell as a temporary solution. Now, this is the reason why I believe this one.
How he died?
No, it does not. A car crash, November 9th, 1966, after an argument during a Beatles recording session. So they all died on bad terms. Now, what I remember making me fully believe this is when you Google William Shears Campbell. Have you ever seen this guy?
No.
Okay. When you see this guy, you will 1,000,000,000% believe this urban legend, because it is impossible to look this much like another person and not be the person. I mean, click some of those side by sides.
Yeah.
That's just two pictures of Paul McCartney.
Yes. Are we sure that that's not what it is, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
maybe the whole thing.
Oh, and I flipped it. I was like, this is 100% Paul McCartney.
That's Billy Shears. That's Billy Campbell.
Billy Shears.
When you look up William Shears Campbell, there is just no way that's not Paul McCartney or vice versa.
Wow.
But maybe that's all part of it. Maybe they made up this name. Maybe they just made up a bunch of side-by-side pictures.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you do find lookalikes because lookalikes find you. They're like, I can make money off pretending I'm Paul McCartney.
No, but I also mean just like if someone made a hoax, you could like seed these and be like, look at this side by side, and it's just two pictures. Like, you ever, you ever see the YouTube video of the Infinity Staircase? It's a staircase that, like, it looks like you're going up.
Yes.
And then the person, like, pops out the bottom.
Yes,
and
it's, like, yes.
That was, like, created as a hoax. Like, someone made that.
Like, it's edited.
Right. But then they made, like, a video being, like, check out this Infinity Staircase. And they, like, seeded it as, like, it's as a thing. You know, they had a paper written about it. They had another YouTube account make a video explaining
that's
it.
Like,
and it's all part of the hoax.
When we do, we'll do an episode on the Mandela effect, but one of them is Sinbad was in a Genie movie.
Yeah.
Well, Humor made one, and they made it look like it was made in the 90s. So now you can find it. So they're like, now it's proof, but it's self-fulfilling. It's like, it's a hoax.
It's all part of the whole. It's like, I think they, like, it wasn't even about, like, let's make a viral video. It was like, let's make a video about how to make a viral hoax,
and that's where
it's like Inception, you
know?
The reason a lot of this shit works, though, and you'll believe some of these, is because some of them are true.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you hear things, and fact is stranger than fiction, and I mean, part of you said, you know, how we have, like, a radar for it. It's like, when you start to meet fans, take calls, learn about people, you realize that the world is fucking wacky,
man.
Some people can do some crazy shit. Like Wade Boggs, he drank 64 beers, man. That's not a fucking story. He fucking did it.
Right.
And maybe it's 40, maybe the number's exaggerated, but, like, Wade Boggs crushed multiple cases of beer. That's just, like, a thing that happened.
Yeah.
So when you hear some of this shit, you know, George Brett and that pants shitting story, like, these are weird things that celebrities and athletes are doing that once, all it takes is one.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is one story that turns out to be true that now it plants the seed of, like, well, maybe these are all true. All of the Disney urban legends, they're all real.
Right.
You can find...
Yeah, I don't really know one that's fake.
The priest gets a boner in The Little Mermaid. Seen it. The sandcastle, the castle on the cover of The Little Mermaid is a giant dick. Seen it. It's a fact. Go look at it. The word sex gets spelled out when Simba falls down in the dust. Happens.
Aladdin definitely whispers something. I don't know if you can hear. The rumor is all good teenagers take off their clothes.
Yeah.
I've never heard it to the degree that I'm like... That's absolutely what he's saying, but he's definitely saying something. There's something going on.
Disney
under his breath.
Was a bunch of perverts.
Jessica Rabbit, like, drawn naked, put in the movie theater.
Put the pussy in. Like, you could see, like, the slit. Oh, god damn, that's some perverted shit. I mean, all those people were, like, creepy animators, definitely, like, horny, and we're like, let's try to see what we can get away with. A little Easter egg for the fucking boys overseas.
When Walt Disney comes back. As just a head.
Who's
they're gonna put him on Kylie's body.
The perfect creation. The brain of, like, an innovator with the ass of a Jenner, a Kardashian, and, like, that'll be the Fourth Reich, because he was a Nazi, right?
Yes.
Walt Disney, big-time Nazi, mommy issues, head frozen.
Yep.
Whose head is more likely to be frozen? Ted Williams, Walt Disney. Which one's more believable?
I think Walt Disney.
There's just no conceivable reason why Ted Williams' head would be frozen.
Yeah, I think that was in reaction to it. I think their family was like, we should freeze Ted Williams. And when he died, like, Ted Williams Jr. was, like, trying to get that done.
Yeah.
But I think it was, like, because this has happened to Walt Disney already.
One of my favorite stories regarding the Walt Disney urban legend almost spawns another urban legend, except that I just completely believe it, was that Disney named the movie Frozen on purpose so that when you Google Walt Disney Frozen, that's what pops up instead of the head.
I don't know if that was, like, the primary reason, but, like, some marketing guy was like, let's fix this.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, you could call that a million things, or she could have all sorts of different powers.
It was, because it's like a, you know, it's a folktale modified.
Is it?
And it's like, you know, the Ice Queen or something like
that.
Right. I mean, like, we could have just called
Elsa,
it the Ice Queen.
The Ice Queen, whatever.
Yeah.
At one point, Anna in the movie even says, like, she couldn't have had tropical powers, huh? It's like, well, yeah, that's, you know, if Walt Disney was alive in the tropics or something,
then maybe
they would have done that.
If
but
it
the
was
story
like,
is that the head is frozen, so the title's frozen.
Yeah. If something, like, if a posthumous album of Tupac comes out and it's called Cuba, it's like, we know why we want this to come up, you know?
Yeah. The true ones are what lead you to believe that anything is possible. Another one that I've learned from, like, my Barstool career, were the blue people. You ever see those people in Kentucky?
You showed me a picture.
Whole family
from
Kentucky, 200 years, multiple generations, their skin is blue. It's not an urban legend. It's just fucking real. Look this family up. Kentucky blue family. And this one guy looks like Papa Smurf. I mean, to this day, I almost think that it's an urban legend that, like, they said just was like true, but that's part of the urban legend because
their best perpetrated skin,
it looks like they just painted someone blue. But it's real.
It's like Tobias.
It's exactly like Tobias. He blew himself. This family blew himself. And it turns out that it's actually real. It was an allergic reaction. And allergies are no joke, folks. And that's why our good friends over at Roman, they've been taking care of your hair and your dick and your hygiene and your health. And now they're tackling the world's allergy problem. Allergies are a motherfucker. I used to have I used to go to an allergy doctor named Dr. Schallklopper. Remember that guy?
Yes.
That's an urban legend. Yes. Dr. Schallklopper.
That's
and
a
he
throwback.
Used to do the shots all the way down my arm, up and down, like 10 shots in each arm when you're like a 10-year-old. It was you're torturing me, Mom. I'm like, I'll just sneeze. I'll just continue to sneeze. Whatever. Don't stab me 10,000 times. But Get Roman is here now. GetRoman.com/barstool to get your hands on allergy medicine that is tailored for you. So you sit down, you have a consultation with a doctor, and they figure out what your allergies are, what your treatment's going to be, and they deliver it right to your door. No doctor appointments, no wait, no nothing. You don't even have to go to the pharmacy. You explain your allergic symptoms. They have a team of allergists and specialized doctors on hand, and they diagnose you, and they get you your medication, whether it is, you know, medicines or pollen or dust, everything around the world. GetRoman.com/barstool is the way to fix that problem, along with, you know, your hair growth medicine and your ED pills and the swipes to make you last longer in bed. You can't be sneezing on hoes. You can't be sneezing on girls. You can't be itching, watery eyes and all that. So make sure on top of all that stuff, that's a little more, you know, vanity and a little more for the dating world and your personal confidence. This is just about your health and making sure you're not going crazy. In these trying times, man, you got to be washing your hands and taking your medication. So go to GetRoman.com/barstool, get diagnosed, and get your allergy medicine today. There's also this second, there's like, I guess, a third now level to urban legends that are just like things you hear as a kid, kind of. They're not like urban legends. They're more just like things that probably like parents made up to like keep you like I think that some parent didn't want their kids swimming in the pool because they didn't want them getting wet and making a mess.
Oh,
and
yeah. Cramps.
So they were like, you can't swim after you eat. I think that was a parent who was like, you need to go the fuck to bed. No, you can't go swimming. Why not? Because you're going to fucking die if you go swimming after you had those chicken fingers. Like that's it wasn't like a I'm going to try to dupe you. I'm going to tell a tall tale. It was just like, go the fuck to sleep because you'll die. And then all of a sudden, everyone's
it was definitely
saying,
like
20,
we go swimming
after
we get out, we have lunch, we go home.
Yes.
We're not getting
we're not
back,
getting
in,
back
the
in
the fucking
pool
because
if you do, you'll drown. Okay. You'll drown. And that kid went to school and said, my mom says you'll drown. And then next thing you know,
well,
that,
and that's
of,
definitely
of,
the peeing in the pool. Oh, yeah. It's going to change colors. Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality, aren't you like, I'm going to tell my kid to pee in the pool. Like, fuck
it.
Wait.
You have to teach them that? I'm pretty sure they just do it.
Right. No. But I'm saying, like, it was discouraged. Why are parents being like, no, don't be in the pool?
Well, I guess they don't want everyone swimming in pee.
I guess they, yeah, it's like.
Other kids pee.
Right.
You can swim in your own pee. You can't swim in other people's pee.
Right. But won't you be like, listen, other kids aren't allowed to pee in the pool, but you can do whatever
you want. It's also like, you know, there's about 500,000 gallons in this pool. Like, a little bit of pee ain't going to hurt anybody.
I think it's just like one of those societal things where, like, if we all agree to tell our kids not to pee in the pool, then my kid won't be swimming in your kid's pee.
Right, right, right.
So let's all get on board. But I still think I'm going to give my kid a little nudge and be like, just fucking.
Don't you think, by the way, as we talk about, like, faking things and then faking things to in order to fake it. If we make a video this summer in a pool and we get some like purple dye and squirt it around like someone in a pool and make it look like it's real, yeah. It looks like I scrambled to get my phone in time.
Yeah,
like, look, it's true.
And we're like picking the kid out and he's crying.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about doing it with an adult. I was thinking about we go to Vegas. You go like a fancy pool party.
Yeah.
You have some fucking like juice monkey roid head.
Oh, okay.
And he's got to be in on it.
Yeah.
Somehow put the purple cloud and make it look like it's you were at a Vegas pool party. You grabbed your phone to film it in time. Yeah, so it's all, you know, and big, look,
it'll
it's
do
true.
Somebody. Yeah. It'll get that, over
that's
somebody.
That's the one. Someone needs to, or someone needs to just make the chlorine that does this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If you really have a problem with peeing in the pool, I don't, so I don't care about this. But if you have a problem, invent that. It'll fucking stop. I'm not peeing in a pool. If you tell me that shit's real, I'm not peeing in the pool.
Right. Definitely.
Maybe I will. I mean,
just to see it.
My favorite.
Just to call
him out. I told the story before, I think. I was in Arizona on a bachelor party, and we were all drinking, like, for hours in this pool, and we, like, pair up with a bachelorette party, and everyone's talking and hanging out, and I'm trying to be, like, funny and busting balls, and I'm like, you probably haven't even fucking, you've been peeing in this pool, like, all day, whatever. Like, you haven't gone to the bathroom once. And she looks at me, she goes, tell me where the bathroom is right now. And I was like, fuck. Got me. I've been peeing in the pool all day. You win. Point to you.
You could have just been like, it's that way.
I don't know how I jumped under the pressure. Be like, it's over there.
Right.
Instead, I was just like, yes, I've been peeing. I'll walk away now. Another funny one from the childhood. Everybody thought if you remove the tags from your mattress or your pillow, you're going to go to jail.
But
it's illegal.
It says it on it, doesn't it?
It does say it's like a felony, too. It's like felons. But it says, except for the customer. It means that, like, the mattress company and sellers can't remove the tag first.
Okay.
So if you own your own pillow.
But if you see do not remove, you're just like, I'm not reading any further. It's just don't remove.
Right. I mean, the thought, again, like, as children, like, the idea, like, you're going to rip this off and, like, the pillow police are going to, like, somehow find out.
You know, some Clorox bottles say, like, disinfectant for influenza and coronavirus.
Already?
Yeah. Like coronavirus is like a...
Oh, it's already been around.
Yeah, coronavirus is like a term that has been around for a long time. So much so.
Unless this is
an urban legend. This may be a new urban legend. It's definitely going around Twitter now that there's like a picture of a Clorox bottle that says, coronavirus and influenza A, like dash A or something like that.
It did seem like a weird name.
I mean, coronavirus is like a medical term.
Like there was probably like a Dr. Corona at one point.
The reason
years
this
ago.
Is... COVID-19. COVID-19 stands for 2019. It's like a iteration
of it. So is, you know, corona.
Coronavirus disease is what that abbreviation is.
God, and 19,
and
like
19 is
around.
For 2019.
Huh.
And so it's like there may have been a 18 that just didn't go as viral. And this one's going super viral. But coronavirus is like a
hoax. An urban legend. It's not real.
And we're done.
Honestly, wouldn't that be... That would be the ultimate urban legend is if you invented a plague... Because it's like, you know, have you seen a dead body yet? Like, you could do this. If you had the resources, you could create a global pandemic without ever having one person die. Seriously. All it takes is like a totalitarian state like China where you can like manipulate the news a little bit. I mean, I don't know anybody with it. Except for Nate. I've not seen a dead body. Like, you want to manipulate the markets? You want to fucking...
Have you seen someone, a dead body from the flu?
No.
Is it a dead body from AIDS?
Maybe the flu's not real.
I mean, I haven't seen a lot of dead bodies. Doesn't make me think that people don't die of things.
Right, but also, you could make some shit
up because
of that.
I do think, circle back around, I do think that coronavirus like is either the plague, like the bubonic plague, and is going to wreak devastation, or the greatest marketing scheme of all time.
For what, Purell?
No, not literal marketing, but I believe it's like a case study in the
I think it's unintentional.
It's like an
marketing.
Idea virus. If this was not called coronavirus, I don't think it would be as big a deal.
Agreed.
It's like
where it originated.
If it did not start in China,
right.
Wouldn't be as big a deal. Still be a big deal
because China
but like,
freaks
wherever
us out. Wherever
swine flu started and wherever these other things started,
well, they all start in China.
Did they? I guess,
like, stop eating bats and shit, guys. What are you doing? You like eat Chinese food. We love it over here. Don't eat bats. Eat General Chow's chicken. Eat some Szechuan chicken. Eat some dumplings. Don't eat the bats. They're going to get you sick. Fuck. Unbelievable. Anyway, truly viral. I mean, viral in every sense of the word.
Right.
The actual virus, the way it's all spread, and like... it's all unintentional. I think it's doctors doing their thing and the CDC doing their thing, and it's creating hysteria. But if you do a case study and you take those same things that people have been doing and you apply them to something intentionally, you probably can create a viral superstar.
Right.
You know, whether you're whether it's a singer, an actor, a product, a service, a story,
yeah.
whatever. If you're like, all right, how did this start? All right, let's pretend that this person is a pop star out of this country. And what happened, you know, there was this story that goes along with it. And then we need, like, a government to react. And next thing you know, it's a phenomenon.
Right.
And that you've actually been pulling the strings. I believe what we're describing is called politics. I believe this is how you, like, run the world and how you run countries and shit. You make things up and you fear monger and you kick up stories.
And then
you're Donald Trump and you become it's the wall. It's
Bernie is definitely just sticking to a marketing plan. He's like, where are you going to pay for it?
Just say it.
Somebody behind closed
over
doors is like, how are we going to give them Medicaid for all? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's just my brand.
The fact
dude.
That people don't understand that universal health care is the fucking wall. It's just like they had the idea.
It's a talking point.
And everyone says, how are you going to fund this? It's two things that cannot be funded.
Right.
Not possible. And but
the
it,
only
but it
thing
sounds good
that can be funded is defense. I don't know how they do it.
They just more money.
They just keep spending on defense. They just keep stockpiling more weapons. Those bills all get passed.
Oh,
it's like they're passing bills. They're like, how about $10 trillion? And they're just like, yeah, for defense. Yes,
sure, fine.
It's like for what? No. For educating children.
No. I mean,
how?
Can't do that.
How? It's just like pay teachers $10 trillion worth of money. Like, just divide it up amongst all the teachers and give it to them. And they're
why?
We can't afford that.
You
it's
know
like,
why?
Well, what, we can't afford building $10 trillion worth of missiles either.
I'll tell you why we can't do that and why universal education and all that shit is not possible. It's because teachers complain about the summer. They complain about, like, going back to school in September, and people don't like that. And so the government's not going to give you money.
Yeah, you get 3 months
off,
shut the fuck up.
Right.
You get to go to summer camp. You, like, live like the childhood dream.
Get out of three every day. And you're fucking complaining, and we're gonna give you $10 trillion. Fuck off.
We could.
If you guys would. Shut the fuck
AOC
up,
is right. We absolutely could do this, but you're annoying.
Because you're fucking annoying. Another urban legend is nuclear weapons. They don't exist.
Oh, is this because mom hit you with the atom bomb?
Mom has been festering that I don't believe in the lunar landing. Another urban legend. She brought that up out of the blue.
Yes.
I have not talked. That was not.
Yes.
That was not. If you haven't heard this clip, my mom called KFC Radio. And just like was telling me about the stock market because me and John are too dumb to understand stocks.
She was ready with that one too, though. She just like has that explanation on deck.
She's smart, but then she was like, "Now let's move on to the lunar landing." Because do you remember, like, they were able to invent the atomic bomb with nuclear fission and fusion? You moron! I was like, we have not talked about me and my skepticism over the lunar landing in months. It's not like we had just talked about it yesterday and she brought it up. She's just been waking up every morning being like, "I have a son that doesn't believe in the lunar landing." Fuck. Urban legends, Ma.
I think that probably bothers dad too, and they like occasionally
talk about it.
I'm like, yeah, but Jesus Christ. I mean, he, you know, they just got a $100 million investment. Our kid is like, you know, eventually going to be rich. Jesus Christ, what a failure he is for not believing in the moon.
Well,
that's because your argument is the whole toaster thing. Like, oh, they don't have any technology, and they did, you know.
Yeah, they didn't have like liquefy
two cities.
They had some technology. They don't have like link up with fucking satellites orbiting and land and blast off and then just land back on Earth again. That's crazy. And we're going to wrap up here. I don't know if this is exactly an urban legend per se. It's definitely not. Maybe it is.
This is your own personal urban legend.
Magic Johnson does not have AIDS. That's not a real thing. If you got AIDS, now you're fine. We've come up with the cure.
Yeah.
Maybe AIDS in general was a
1996, you...
AIDS might be an urban legend. I think that, like, maybe the government, like, wanted to kill gay people or something, like, very malicious and nefarious, and they just came
Let's
up with
Let's throw some
something.
Allegedlys in here.
I'm just saying that, you know, the story of, like, the monkey and, like, the movie from Outbreak, basically. You know what I mean?
I don't think AIDS started with a monkey, no.
No, but
I think that part's an urban legend. Yeah.
No, I thought,
if that's what you're talking about.
I thought the urban legend was like something ridiculous, like somebody fucked a monkey.
Yes, that
but,
I think.
But,
is...
but didn't it originate from like an animal or something like that?
Oh, like.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
but
I'm not saying that. I definitely know that someone didn't fuck a monkey.
Okay.
But I thought it was something about like somebody traveled somewhere.
Possible. I thought that, yeah, this was just a. I don't know. I thought it was like a disease that arose.
I'm pretty sure there's that one dude they know, right? Yeah, originated in non-human primates. Thank God. that that was the case. Because okay. If I was on a podcast being like, yeah, it started with the monkeys, and you were like, no, you're a fucking moron. Like, I want to clarify, I knew that he didn't fuck a monkey, okay. But that it came from a monkey. That I need on the record.
Okay.
Yeah, this dude, Ken Horn.
Is this patient zero?
That's tough to be like, yeah, my bad. Sorry,
is
guys.
This the flight attendant that they said, like, you know, had sex with, like, 10
well,
million
this
people?
Is, so San Francisco resident Ken Horn reported to the CDC with Kaposi's sarcoma. Later in 1981, the CDC would retroactively identify him as the first patient.
Mm.
So he, I mean, boy, that
did you
stinks.
Did you see A Normal Heart?
Is that with Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make you Ooh. Fucking...
That popped in my head because of like the coronavirus and stuff like that. That was like a full on breakdown of the medical system because they were just like, we don't know how to handle this. Like,
right.
They couldn't get a funeral home to take a body. He had to like throw it in the trash.
Yikes!
Because they were like, we think that this is like a plague.
Right.
You know, that's where it's like, you know, some of the things that are scary. It's like people are like, don't incite hysteria, Darren Revelle. It's like,
yeah.
Calm down here because you can't have people thinking. Things that aren't true because you can't have. I mean, you primarily need the doctors to not think that because that's what was going on. They were like,
we're not touching
this body.
Yeah, that was some fucked up shit.
That was, I was like, holy shit. And that happened in like the 80s, like not that long
right.
ago.
It wasn't like archaic.
That was a
times.
Very modern time
right.
where people
would
like,
be like, I'm not touching you.
That's why
it's like when John thinks that you're going to get cancer from touching people, it's like, you're an idiot. But imagine the doctors were believing
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
That's scientists identified a type of chimpanzee in West Africa.
And how did it jump to humans?
He fucked them. That's, I mean.
Anyway, magic. Yeah. Magic and Stevie Wonder. These are two things that are.
Well, Stevie Wonder, I think, is either playing into it now, like saying things.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Like, there's definitely a picture of him holding up a camera, taking
yeah,
a picture.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he could just be joking.
I'm pretty sure there's a video of him catching that microphone.
There definitely is that.
That's just like some daredevil shit. Like, he's
I don't know. Yeah.
Heightened senses.
That, to me, I think is like the biggest, like, but if you think about it, he could be, he's been singing his whole life. He could have like earphones in because, you know, some people sing so that they can hear the voice that's actually being projected.
Right.
If he's singing and as he's singing, he knows it's changing. He's like, the mic is moving.
But then to like, you know, it's moving this
to
way,
catch
moving
it
that way. It's
to
forward,
catch it. But you know
left,
what?
Right.
There could be 100 videos of him
and
missing
dropping it.
It.
Yeah. And
you don't
one.
See those.
Yeah.
There's definitely a picture of him taking like a picture with a camera, but he's smiling very broad. And it's like people are like, here's
how
evidence.
About this? How about the video of him when he went to that school and he shot a free throw?
Did he? Oh, boy.
And it, like, he's, you know, he stunk. He, like, just threw it in the air, like, terrible. But if I was a real blind person,
yeah,
and the school was like, we're going to have you shoot a free throw now, I'd be like, I'm
yeah.
blind. like that's, like, mean.
Yeah.
It's
also,
being like, we're going to set you up to do something
wonder,
that you have no ability to do.
People think of blind people as, like, it's just blackness. I'll tell you what. If I take my contacts out.
You're blind, yeah.
Super blurry. I could.
But you see things.
But, like, if it got much worse, I would be, completely functionally inept.
Yeah.
Like, I really would not be able
sure
to do
Steve
things.
Steve Wonder's, like, black blind.
Like, black. You know, yeah. Like,
Steve Wonder, black. Steve Wonder, confirmed black man.
Or is he urban legend?
Yeah.
Catching that mic. That
and the story
goes a long
most
way
recently about
it.
Shaq. Shaq told the story. Elevator door opens up. Stevie Wonder's on it. Shaq steps on the elevator. And Stevie Wonder says, what's up, Shaq?
That guy can see.
I mean.
That guy can definitely see. He can see at least a little bit because if I don't have my contacts in, I can definitely tell if a massive 7-foot person walks in.
Towards you,
and I would be
you
like.
You knew you're in like the Staples Center or whatever. Like, Shaq's there or
I would,
whatever.
Or, you know what? I'd be like, what's up, Shaq? And if it's just another enormous black man, that guy's going to get that joke. He's going to be like, yeah, that's funny. That was a good one.
I
think I'm very
I mean,
racist.
If,
and then I'll just be like, I'm blind. And they'll be like, you said, what's up, Shaq? You definitely can see.
If
I'm like, I can kind of
wonder,
see.
I'm having my people like tell me these, you know what I mean? Be like, yo, like Shaq's about
oh,
to walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
I'm
like, get in on this urban legend.
But something's going on because there's enough, something's afoot with Stevie Wonder being blind. Magic just simply doesn't have AIDS because he's alive and thriving. He looks the same. He looks better.
Yeah.
And I think that the government needed to stem the tides. They like there was so much hysteria, like you said, with mm-hmm. AIDS that they needed somebody to be like the face yeah. of it and be like, it's okay.
The conspiracy is definitely that it's like it raised awareness
right.
to
like, and it's like
a
look,
million
like,
percent.
This dude is like, I mean, I think they paid him an ungodly amount of money. Like, how much money for you to be the face of AIDS in 1990?
I mean, if you look at the case of Magic Johnson, it's worked out fantastic. So
right, be like, because they wanted it to. Like, we'll give you an unlimited amount of money. We'll make sure that you're like healthier than ever. Because we need a celebrity example to show people it's not the end of the world. This disease is not going to, like, beat us, you know?
So it was the long play? Because it definitely, like, ended his career.
Yeah, but, well, if someone came to you and said, hey, you have to end your career, and you said, no, oh, we'll give you $500 trillion because we're the government. We can just print money.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. It's the long play because
you'll be the hero.
The news of it was devastating. It wasn't like, hey, this is going to be fine. Everyone thought he was going to die in a year.
Right. And then he becomes the hero who overcomes, and he's smiling. He's got the nickname. He's the best.
We never even like saw him like kind of sick. Like he was never
coughing, never emaciated, never losing weight, never losing hair, never any lesions, never anything. And you know, everyone will tell you that's just because he has the money to get the treatment and all that shit. But like, there was a time.
But that's wild that it's just like if that treatment really existed back then, early 90s, and it was just like, no, if you have enough money, you're fine. Because, like, there were other celebrities who died of AIDS.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have Magic Johnson money, but...
I mean, nobody had
Maybe they did. They might have
Because they had government money. Magic Johnson had government money. Right. It's the only way he did it. So, well, Magic, I mean, you don't fool me, homie. Okay? And last but not least...
And then they even say, they're like, if you do a test on him now, there's no indication of it. Like, it's like basically like it's in remission. It's like, no kidding. Like,
it never was there.
Some report leaked. And it was like, this
guy
has
clean
a
bill of
million
health.
T-cells. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about here?
Never had it in the first place. Overwhelming amount of T-cells.
Got out ahead of that one.
My last one here, I don't know if this is even an urban legend. This is definitely not an urban legend. This is just a stupid thing. It was a revelation, if you will. I did not know that tortilla chips were made out of tortillas.
You
didn't either.
No, I don't think I would...
Nobody did. Nobody thinks about it, at least. Like, understand me. Understand me here, folks.
You're right.
I am not, like, disputing the fact. When I learned it, I realized, like, of course it is. But I'm saying, like, when I think of potato chips, I know that it comes from a potato. French fries are from a potato. Certain things derive from other foods that I know of, and I make that connection.
Right.
When I see a soft tortilla, and I was thinking about flour tortillas, but they're actually corn tortillas, but whatever.
Yes.
When you see a soft tortilla.
Yes.
Round.
Yes.
You do not think of triangle chips.
No. No, you're right.
And so, like, if they were round or the same size or whatever, it would make a little more sense. Like, a potato chip is, like, you cut a little sliver of a round potato,
yes.
a round thing. But a tortilla that they decided to chop into triangles, which inexplicably don't fit in the salsa jar, like, what the fuck? Why did you make them gigantic triangles? When they turned it into the little cups, the scoops, one of the most brilliant inventions of all time. Anyway, I did not think that someone took out a tortilla, painted it up with some oil, chopped it into triangles, and deep fried them.
Yeah, no.
I just thought that tortilla chips were its own thing. It's its own entity that was made from, you put some flour, you put some starch, you put some this, you mix up some batter, and you put it in triangles itself like a cupcake.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was, you know.
I thought it was like of the same family. Like, this is all Mexican food.
Mexican is a chimichanga, is a quesadilla, is a taco, is a burrito. They're all just like repackaged. I get it.
You think if they called them taco chips, you'd be like, oh, it's a piece of a taco shell.
Maybe.
I think you would. But for some reason, you didn't make that leap with tortilla chips.
Well, also, you know what happened to me? The word tortilla in general.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, I was looking for them because I ate tacos 16 nights in a row. And I was looking for, like, I was like, I need the wraps. What are those, like, the wraps? What are those, like, those are tortilla wraps? They're just tortilla. They're just tortillas.
They're just tortillas.
Right. And now the chips.
It's like, well, there's tortilla chips, but I don't need the chips. I need the thing that's like the tortilla, but it's a wrap. It's just
tortilla.
So
I'm sure these Mexicans know this.
Like, what are the shells that you put the taco stuff in?
The sandwich shells for tacos. Like, it's a taco. It's a taco shell, man. So blew my mind. Like, this soft, fluffy, bendy, foldy, round, big thing turns into these tiny, crunchy triangle chips. I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I understand it. I'm just saying, me and a lot of my comrades, by the way, everyone's like, you're such a fucking idiot. No one's ever thought of this. I'm like, Clem did.
Yeah.
Fucking Marty did. Bobby did. Like, a lot of guys were like, oh, shit, I never thought of that. Fucking
Definitely.
Quiggs was going to work for NASA. He just learned it last year. Maybe that's just white ignorance, whatever it is. But you're fucking lying if you...
He learned it last year. Like, he remembered the point in time in which he learned this as well.
Nobody has ever scooped up a bite of salsa, crunched the chip, and said, like, man, I'm so happy they turned a tortilla into this.
Right.
Nobody's ever done that.
Right. It's like, I'm glad we got the baked version. Because right. This would be so hard if they didn't think to bake these things.
How would we ever dip it into this salsa if it was soft and floppy? Nobody thinks that. Fuck you if you did. You're a liar. Anyway, I mean, here's the thing about urban legends. There's so many of them. So people are going to be like, what about this one? What about that one? Like, I get it. But, you know, it's
let's try and crowdsource an urban legend.
Let's create one.
Yeah. Like, remember when we randomly picked a...
Yeah, I mean, we killed Jerry McNamara.
Jerry McNamara, yeah. R.I.P. Jerry McNamara.
That was when Barstool was small. Yeah. If we did that now, Jerry McNamara would get flooded. Maybe we'll do that again. Maybe we'll just kill Jerry McNamara. Maybe every 3 years, we'll kill Jerry McNamara. Like, Eminem dies, like, every couple years.
Yeah.
Every, like, three
Or should
three
we just
years.
Have the anniversary of his death and, like, celebrate it every year?
Well, maybe we should
like,
just kill Jerry McNamara.
I mean, then
Imagine
it's a real
that.
Urban legend.
Like, if we did it every 3 years, if we could and then one day we murder him, and everyone's like, it's a hoax.
If we could get Jerry...
right. No, he's dead this time. We actually did it. We killed him.
That's... Or this should be a movie. We should write the script on how to kill a celebrity.
Yeah.
And the first step is, like, start a rumor 15
start
years earlier.
Planting the seeds.
And then nobody will
then,
notice.
Or we really, like, 5-10 years from now, we've done it a few times, we write another one, or we have someone else write another article, that Jerry cosigns, being like, no, for real, he's dead this time, and then he appears on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, we duped you, and then we double duped you, and this is how the internet works.
I definitely think we could write a movie and then have a companion podcast called Killing Jerry McNamara. Like, you know, it's like a Saving Silverman kind of sound to it. Killing Jerry McNamara could definitely be a story. We get him to be in on it. He has to go dark for a little while, like no tweets. Maybe he can like tell his family so that like they don't blow our cover,
right?
But he does like go dark and people are concerned.
Pay him for this,
yeah, or like cut him like a rev share sort of thing, right. like Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense. Like, listen,
how
we don't know how much
this?
He's gonna make, but then we also kill him.
Then he's dead at the end. How about this for a new avenue, new angle? False crime. It's true crime, but false.
I'm editing this part out. We're going to bleep that. It's just
false
gonna, beep,
crime. False crime. We make up true crime stories. Like, you got to be a great... We got to
be a good writer.
We got to get that writers from, like, The Onion. We got to get writers from Hollywood. Like, I'm a blogger. I'm not, like, I can't come up with concepts like that. I'm calling up any writer I know. We're going to create
true crime,
false
crime
true
or
crimes.
Fake crime?
True, false. It's got to be. If it's true, it's
got
to be false.
Got it. False crime.
False crime, and we tell these, like, we do a serial, do like a 10-part podcast, and it's an awesome story with twists and turns and, like...
But it can't be too crazy.
Right. But as we learn, like, you know, you watch Don't Fuck With Cats, like, fact is stranger than fiction.
True.
You can do some shit, and, like, at the end, like, episode 11, we're like, this is false crime. it'll work. Retroactively, we'll call episode... We'll release a 10-part album, if you will.
Yeah. I think
with all these great
tales. We couldn't do it, right? Like, we would have to have like
not,
actors,
especially now that I've said this.
Right.
But and then like after the fact, after it's gone viral, like Serial, we're like, this is false crime. It was all made up. It was great entertainment. It's like you just listen to like a TV episode,
right?
False crime. You need like newspaper writers to corroborate and write stories for you to make it real. Got Reddit pages you can look up and find your details on Adnan, and all false crime.